The History of Atafinua Fiordland. Fiordland is known by several names, including Atafinua, meaning Shadowland. In Māori tradition, Atafinua represents the raised sides of Te Waka o Aoraki, the waka founded on a submerged reef, and Aoraki and his brothers who were on board this waka were turned to stone. The brothers are now seen in the highest peaks of Ka Tiritiri o Te Moana, the Southern Alps. Atuatū te Rakipānoa carved out the fields at the southern end of the Alps from the raised side of the wrecked Te Waka o Aoraki, the canoe of Aoraki. Tū te Rakipānoa carved these fields in an effort to make this land habitable to people. The deep gouges and long waterways that make up the fields were intended to provide safe havens on the rugged coastline and were stocked with kaimoana, forest and birds, to sustain people. It was the richness of mahinga kai and Pounamu resources that attracted Māori to Fiordland. The area has a network of coastal settlements, Pounamu trails, mineral working areas, kāinga, nohoanga, cultivation areas and fishing grounds. Tūpuna had great knowledge of whakapapa and traditional trails. They knew places for gathering kai and other tāoka, ways in which to use the resources of the lakes, rivers and coasts and tikanga for proper and sustainable use of resources. All of these values remain important to kaitahu today. Old earth oven middens and food storage pits can be seen throughout Fiordland. Other remnants of Māori occupation can be found in the isolated fields and caves. Māori traversed the mountain passes carrying their prized Pounamu to trade with other tribes. This stone can only be found on the west coast of Te Waipounamu, including some parts of Fiordland and near Lake Wakatipu. Ara, trails. There are many trails throughout Atafinua Fiordland. A sea route around the fields links Piopiotahi, Milford Sound, to Murihiku, Southland, and was the main route by which Pounamu gathered from that end of the fields was transported. An important inland route for transporting Pounamu lay over what is now known as the Milford Track, over Omanui McKinnon Pass, down the Waitawai Clinton River to the head of Te Ano, Lake Te Ano. From there, the Pounamu would be transported by Mōkihi to the head of the Waio River and down the Waio to Te Ara Akiwa, Fovo Strait. First Europeans. Captain Cook and his crew were the first Europeans to visit Fiordland, and in 1773 spent 6 weeks in Tamatea Dusky Sound. Cook's maps and descriptions soon attracted sealers and whalers, who formed the first European settlements of New Zealand. Sealers and whalers were active through the early 1800s. They hunted seals almost to extinction, but from the 1840s, the area was mostly deserted. What local stories and traditional practices do you know of? Are there nearby places to visit or people you can connect with to find out more about these places?